last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our politicians make a lot of the annual St. Patrick's Day visit by our Taoiseach to the White House, but the British have what's often regarded as a special relationship with the United States of America. It's been under some strain recently as Donald Trump doesn't seem to like the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer anymore. As it happens, Starmer very much behind the idea of a four-day official state visit by King Charles and his wife Camilla to the United States, one that began today to mark the 250th anniversary of American independence from Britain. We're joined by Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Was there any doubt about it going ahead, Nick, after the shooting incident in Washington over the weekend?
Not real doubt, but conversations were had, I understand, Matt, good evening to you, from the White House and Buckingham Palace, and there have been what has been put out as modest alterations. It makes it sound almost as if it's been taken to a tailor. Modest alterations to the security detail, and it will go ahead. Keep calm, carry on. That's the message from the King. And I think you're absolutely right to your opening points. I think Ireland rightly thinks, France it rightly thinks, we rightly think we have a special relationship. It only really seems special to either one of the two parties when they're least inclined to look at it that way. But we need friends right now, and possibly King Charles can work some magic with a rather mercurial President Trump.
Indeed, because as I said, first it seems that Keir Starmer had sucked up sufficiently to Donald Trump, but then it all went awry when he didn't support the war effort against Iran. So what is King Charles expected to do by his government?
Quiet lobbying, I would suggest. Remember, the whole Mandelson affair tracks back to Sir Keir Starmer's estimation that with strange times, and one could argue a strange president in the White House, you needed people with a certain set of diplomatic skills. So out with the usual and in with the very bizarre and somewhat risky appointment of Peter Mandelson. We know it didn't work ultimately. At first it did. We got quite a preferential trade deal when compared with other nations. But then, as you rightly referenced, when the Iran conflict started and President Trump asked to use RAF bases here and in Cyprus, there was a firm no. So having worked that hard to keep the relationship, it was effectively blown up. What do we know? Apparently the two men do get on well. We do know that President Trump was a huge fan of his mother, the late Queen Elizabeth II. And in a book that apparently resides on Air Force One, some of the pictures that devote the most time in the whole book are photographs of Trump with the Queen in a previous visit. So there seems to be a strong relationship. Sir Keir will be looking. And bear in mind, one positive here is there cannot be those rather embarrassing moments we've seen with Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky or others. There will not be a press conference of that sort. Rather, there will be private conversations. There will, of course, be a tea party at the British ambassador's residence. Of course, there will, and other events. But there won't be a sort of open press conference. So over to the King for the King's speech to do some lobbying.
Okay, I see Trump told the BBC last week about King Charles. I know him well. I've known him for years. He's a brave man and he's a great man. Of course, there are all sorts of connections because wasn't King Charles's brother Andrew a great mate of Jeffrey Epstein as well? I wonder, will Jeffrey Epstein and his victims come up in conversation between Charles and Trump, given that Britain's monarch has kicked his own brother out of the palace because of it all?
This is now the disgraced Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, who I must say, I suppose, has denied all the allegations that are put to him. But you are right. There was a very active conversation about 2 weeks ago, maybe at the start of this month, as to whether he, King Charles, or she, Queen Camilla, would meet with any of the victims. And that debate ran for a few days, and then it was knocked down by Buckingham Palace. Was it ever a real possibility? I don't know. Had it been so, I don't really see the King, but it is very much in line with the work that the Queen does very quietly over here in the UK, in that she's hugely supportive of refugees for women who've encountered some kind of sexual crime. So it was kind of in line or in keeping, but it was not to happen. So you are right to say that.
I also suspect that King Charles would be aghast at many of Trump's actions in relation to environmental issues. He would be completely at odds, for example, on things like windmills, wouldn't he?
You're so right. And let's just pause and think. And obviously, I'm closer to it than perhaps some of your listeners because I've been in and around this business for decades. One has to say that King Charles' views on the environmental issues, on the green lobby, were way, way, way ahead of his time. And in credit to him, what he was saying that caused derisory front page headlines, that he was, and I can remember some, that he was nuts because he spoke to plants and he was potty. That was another one. Potty King Charles, well, sorry, potty Prince Charles, I'm so sorry, has been proven to be absolutely right. You're right. This does not sit well with a man, of course, who can drill baby drill. But the king will have learnt and watched his late mother, who was brilliant at it. His father, perhaps not so much. He could have his moments and cause the odd diplomatic incident, but he'll have seen them work with Chinese presidents and others. So it will be a skill set, absolutely, in diplomacy.
Yeah. How physically able for this is the British monarch? He's 2 years younger than Trump at 77, but he has been had ongoing cancer treatment. How demanding is this likely to be for him? 4 days of work and having to put up with Trump.
Hugely demanding, and I think the latter of those two cannot be underestimated. It is a busy schedule. It's not absolutely crazy, as I mentioned. It's afternoon tea. It's inspecting the new beehive on the White House lawn. I know that the next time you're in Washington, I know that's number two on your to-do list. Then there's a garden party. There's a 21-gun salute. He will have to address the US Congress, but I think, bear in mind, he will be playing to very much a home crowd. There is a lot of love over there for the Queen of England, as they call it, the Queen Elizabeth. So there's a lot of love for the son. I think even there will be a degree, President Trump referencing that he loved King Charles, not so strong on Harry, his son. How is Harry? How is that wife of his? Of course, referring to Duke of Sussex or Meghan. I think that there is a sense in some circles that Charles has been handed a bit of a tough one, not just with his brother, now Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, not just with his son, Harry, and the difficulties there. Remember, he still hasn't physically seen him. And also the fact that he's been battling cancer. To your point, they manage his schedule very carefully. He still does a heck of a lot. And at the recent Maundy Money ceremony, which takes place just before Easter when Maundy Money is handed out, he did an absolute full stint then. Now, they probably rested him, and I don't mean this nastily ahead. He's a man who's approaching 80, and he's got through cancer. They will deliberately rest him, but this man is duty, duty, and duty. He will come through.
He's got to address Congress, which is the first time a British monarch has done that since Elizabeth in 1991. There's a state dinner. What a pity that they don't have Trump's new ballroom for that. But also, there's going to be a visit to the 9/11 memorial in New York, as well as a reception there. So presumably this is going to create some security issues. I understand Trump has given him a guarantee that he will be safe.
Very safe, to quote his words. It's very safe. He's staying in the White House, and all the acres are, quote, very safe. It's three venues, as you rightly say. They fly into Washington later this afternoon, US time. Then, as you rightly say, it's to New York. Now, that is a major security threat. You've, I'm sure, been to New York. You've possibly been to the site of 9/11.
Yes.
It is absolutely ringed with skyscrapers. So I really don't need to fill in the blanks there, do I, for your listeners? That's going to be a huge concern. And then it's called off to Virginia, which was such a key part in the story of the independence, you know, which they're celebrating later this year, 250 years. Just to mark the significance of this, it's only the second time there has been a state visit by a British royal since Queen Elizabeth II in 1991. So we save them up for certain times, and that is what marks the importance of what's going over the next 4 days.
Thank you very much, Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.